To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a dirt road running through a forest of tall pines comes to us from August of 2021, as a friend shared this view while out in God's magnificent creation. I suspected that this photo comes to us from a friend in California, but the more I look at it, I suspect that this scene was captured by a friend visiting somewhere in the Adirondacks or some other area of upstate New York. I offer my apologies for not recalling the particular place or person who captured this scene, and offer that anonymous friend the opportunity to enlighten us or to remain silent. The choice is yours. Well, it's Thursday, and I shared this particular photo of a pathway through a forest as my thematic encouragement to start or to continue following the pathway of Christian discipleship, to walk in the Spirit, or to live out your Christian faith every day. Life is all about the choices we make, and I recommend that anyone hearing or reading this message make the choice to not only place their faith in Jesus Christ for the benefits of the forgiveness of sins and the eternal life that is promised to those who put their faith in Him, but to also take your faith to the next logical conclusion, to live your life according to God's wisdom and ways. The Word of God says that Christians will be known by their fruit and by the love they have for one another. That implies that we will not be just known for what we believe. Faith in Jesus Christ is not just the holding of certain doctrinal beliefs that we will mentally assent to. Our faith in Christ and who He has made us to be will be reflected in the way we behave and live out our lives. If there is no fruit, no evidence of our quote-unquote, firmly held beliefs in our lives, others and we ourselves may question whether or not we really are a Christian. Christianity isn't a political party. It's a kingdom, and we are members of its royal family through adoption. The question is, have we in turn adopted the ways of the King? Are we serving and representing the kingdom as we should? When Christ called the apostles, they immediately stopped what they were doing and chose to follow Him without conditions or pondering the truth of His ministry or call on their lives. They knew Jesus was the Messiah, and they did the only appropriate thing to do when God calls you. They chose to follow. So how does one follow the Lord? I know when I came to faith in Christ, I was extremely wary of where I chose to go to church and whose leadership I would decide to trust. The unseen God is certainly working in and through some people on the earth, but because of the fallibility of men and the existence of Christian counterfeits, false converts, and the agents of darkness, I had to decide to be discerning in who or what I listened to. The good news is that the Lord gave us a source for His truth that we could judge the true versus the counterfeit by, the Holy Bible. The obligation, however, is that we know what it says and what it means in order to know if someone is corrupting its wisdom for their own purposes. Also, if someone is putting up another source of truth in addition to the Bible, we have to realize that there are additional sources of truth are attempting to say that the Word of God isn't sufficient, and whatever they are trying to teach is a deception, whether they are aware of it or not. So we really have to be diligent in terms of knowing what Christ would have us do and then seek to do His will to represent Him. One of the best ways of learning what we are to do is by learning what the Word of God says about who we are in Christ and then living according to that biblical truth. So instead of putting our allegiance in some church organization or some charismatic anointed pastor, we should seek the truth of God's word about us and seek to live our lives according to that truth. While we should connect to a local church to learn, serve, and worship in a community of Bible-believing Christians, we must not rely on others to walk out our faith for us. We can't be spiritually lazy. We are to seek the Lord for ourselves and to find the purpose that He has for our lives. The call of God is as compelling on our lives today as it was for the apostles in the early church. And just like it was then, we are to answer God's call on our lives and follow Him where he will lead us. Generally, God will lead us to repent of our sin and call us to conform to the image of Christ by renewing our minds with the wisdom of the Word of God, and then apply what we learn to our lives as we seek to do the good works that the Lord would have us do. That means transformation and purpose. That means seeking God continually and learning more about Him and His purpose for us on the earth. That means that there is a relationship between you and the Lord who created all things. And that means you have a part to play in His grand design. So instead of debating whether or not you really believe, demonstrate your faith by choosing to believe the Lord's call on your life is, quote-unquote, for real, by living according to your faith. If you know you are a part of God's kingdom because of your faith in Jesus Christ, shouldn't you seek to live according to the purpose for your life? If you think about it, our obedience to God's call on our life is the only appropriate response of our faith. So do the appropriate thing and seek to follow the Lord's direction for your life. His ways are higher than our ways, but He invites us to know them and to walk with Him. So answer the call today and every day to draw a little closer to God than you were yesterday. If you do that, God will reveal Himself to you in amazing ways, and you will discover that He will bless you with a life that leaves the darkness of this world behind as He increasingly welcomes you into the new, into the light of a new and everlasting life where the fruit of the Spirit will grow, and your life and your love for God and others will define where your love for God and others will define the rest of your life. Yeah, sort of messed that up. Anyway, so that's that. So keep walking and talking with God. Tonight we're hosting a class for Freedom in Christ on Zoom. And as always, we recommend you to seek out that path of Christian discipleship. Let's see. The Bible verse, today's verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Acts 1:8, and it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Today's verse are the words of the resurrected Christ, who speaks of the power that the Holy Spirit will bring to the lives of those who follow Him to go and share the gospel throughout the earth. The Holy Spirit had not yet come into the world, and Christ was pointing to the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit would enter into all those who put their faith in Christ to empower them for ministry and righteous living forevermore. How can a Christian change from who they used to be? How can they leave sin behind? How can they have the boldness to tell others about Jesus? All of these things can be done through faith in Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit. When we believe and put our faith and trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to indwell us and to give us the power to overcome. When we receive Christ, we receive the Helper. The Holy Spirit is given to us to empower us to live the Christian life. This power isn't for selfish gain. No matter how we individually may benefit from the transformation that the Holy Spirit gives us, it is done for God, His glory, and His purposes, and today's verse points to the purpose of receiving the Holy Spirit and His power to make Jesus Christ known throughout the earth. The power to change us is for the purpose to give God glory to God. Our testimony of victory is a testimony for God. We become the evidence and the witnesses for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So choose to follow where the Holy Spirit seeks to change your life and where He calls you to go. The indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit has the power to do mighty things in our lives, but the most powerful thing we can do for the kingdom of God is to take the power we receive and to use it to share the love of God and the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So feel the power and use the power of the Holy Spirit to help you, but also utilize it to boldly proclaim the goodness of God and the truth of Jesus Christ to the world that desperately needs the power and love of God too. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Life with Jesus. Today, we continue sharing from Chapter 6, and Chapter 6 is all about pride. So today's sections have a section called Self-Sufficiency Has a Price and False and True Humility. So what is the price of self-sufficiency? What is the difference between false and true humility? Well, if you want to know the answers to those questions, you should go to mtforchrist.org and look at the end of today's blog post to read those sections from Anderson's work. As a reminder, Neil Anderson and Freedom in Christ Ministries share Restored at no cost to you for a free PDF download. You can go to ficm.org under free downloads and find the book Restored. And you can download it and read the whole thing for yourself, free of charge. Or you can, read a little bit of the section today on the blog and every day until we're done sharing it. And like I said, we encourage the life of Christian discipleship by teaching about the freedom in Christ. And the freedom really is in our choice to follow Him. We can believe whatever we want to believe, but the way we act really reflects what we believe. And if we live a life of faith, that shows that we believe who we are in Christ, and we receive the power of the Holy Spirit because we'll be living by faith. And so it sort of works that way. And to know, who we are in Christ, we study the Word of God and books from, dedicated Christians that help us to learn the truth of who we are in Christ. People like Dr. Neil Anderson and other saints who have gone before us to share what they've learned about the interaction of our faith and God and in our lives. So we encourage that, and we encourage that on the podcast by sharing our discipleship classes that we've done from previous seasons. Last year we did classes on Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ, and they're all available on the podcast. And if you want to take a deeper step into the material than just listening to the podcast, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the printed materials for each class, free via email. We also obviously encourage the study of the Word of God, the Bible, so we can know God more and know who we are and have that victory that happens when the Word transforms us. So we encourage a Bible study, individual Bible study, and we do that by sharing our group Bible study that we have each week. We meet with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti once a week for a topical Bible study discussion, and we share it on the podcast. If you want to listen to our study, just search for Bible Study with the Sincottis on the blog or the podcast, and you'll be able to find Arthur's outlines and a link to the podcast. So you can read the outline and listen along. Well, it's Thursday, and like I said, we encourage that path of Christian discipleship. So we encourage you to draw close to the Lord and keep following where He leads. When we stop debating whether or not God is calling us and start following and surrendering our lives to Him, that's when we can have that fruit of the Spirit grow in our lives. And that's why I encourage it daily in one way or the other. With that said, I wish everyone a good day, and let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for the people listening today, Lord. We come alongside them in their prayer request, Lord, as we know there's needs in the earth, for finances, for healing, for decisions, for jobs, for everything, Lord. We have certain petitions on our heart today for friends and loved ones who need healing and for who need new opportunities in life. So we're praying for them, Lord, but we're also praying for the people who reached out in faith to be encouraged. And for their request, Lord, that you would come alongside them. You know the desires of their heart. You know your will. And we pray for those two things to come together in fruition and that'll in a way that'll give you the glory. Lord, we also pray for the blessings of the people listening today, Lord, that they'd be blessed with your provision, your protection, and your prosperity as they go about their day. Pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives today to reveal to us the things we need to know and the things we need and should do to represent your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for the way you just direct our path. We stand in continual amazement of how you can bring things together to remind us of who we are in Christ and remind us of the goodness of God and the way you design things, Lord, and the way you bring things together. We stand in amazement and we love you. And all these things we praise and pray. In Jesus' name, amen.